I mean, this is not going to be cute and sexy to hear, but here are the reasons why network marketers typically fail.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
All right, my friend, it is a rainy day here in New York. We just got back from Massachusetts. We went over to Salem to check out some witches and to check out some boats and eat some delicious lobster and have some seafood, just some spend some time just kind of with the family. I've always said, like, hey, you know, I wanted to take my wife to Salem. She's always wanted to go. And we just said, you know what, screw it. Let's just go. And so that's where we took off, and we had a lot of fun. But now it's back to the grind. We're happy to be back. And I want to deliver something to you guys that I think there's a message that everyone needs to hear, especially my network marketing friends. And look, for you, I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you're not, you probably aren't going to fit this, what I'm about to talk about, but you might have people on your team or people that are going to join your team. And if you just follow these three things, you will have better retention. You'll have more people sticking and staying in your downline, and you'll actually recruit a higher quality network marketer than people who have a shit mindset and just end up quitting. And so here are three reasons why most network marketers fail. Number one is right from the get-go, they have false expectations. How many times, and I'm guilty of this, but have you ever said, oh my God, dude, you would totally crush this. It's easy. Anybody can do it. It's a no-brainer. It barely takes any work. I remember saying that to people in the very beginning, and I realized, like, if I had to convince people to join, then I will have to convince them to actually put in the work. And so if I say things like, dude, you will crush this, well, what happens if they sign up and then they don't crush it? They start looking at themselves being like, shit, I thought I was supposed to crush this. I thought I was going to be so good at this. I thought this was supposed to be easy. What happens when it turns out and it's actually hard? Because the truth is, it is hard. This is not easy stuff. It will take sacrifice. It will take work, and it's not easy. And so you can't be telling people right from the start these false expectations, because what happens if they don't crush it? And if it's not easy to them, they're going to end up quitting. They're going to end up failing. And I don't believe that there are failures in network marketers or network marketing failures. I do believe there's network marketing quitters who just end up giving up because of these false expectations and saying things like anyone can do it. I don't agree. I don't think that anyone can do this. And I believe that if you're saying that it barely takes any work, then when people sign up, they're going to be like, okay, I'm not going to put in any work. So those false expectations right from the start, number one, you have to change them around. And if you do this the right way, you'll probably look at your language and say, holy cow, am I trying to like not recruit this person? Am I trying to like push these people away? Because you'll see that when I talk to people, it's like, look, I have no idea if you'll be any good at this. This is going to take a lot of work. It's going to be hard. There's going to be some days that you feel like quitting. It takes a special someone to actually be successful at this. But if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to show up every single day, if you're ready to put one foot forward on the days that you feel like just sitting down and giving up, then I don't see why you can't be successful at that. That's a much different language. It's showing my new network marketer, someone on my team, like, oh my God, this is the right expectation that I need. And I'm going to push away all the bullshitters. I want to push away all the people who don't want to put in their work. And that's what I want. Right. And so if I recruit, you know, 5 people in a month versus, you know, 20, that's all good, because those 15 people are going to quit anyways if I led with false expectations. If I actually give good expectations right from the start, those people are going to be more apt to stick around, and they understand it's going to take work and it's not going to come easy. Number two, why I think most network marketers quit and end up giving up and failing is because it's a low risk to start up. And honestly, guys, I cannot stand when I hear network marketers say it's free. It's free to join my business. No, it's not. There's something in the back end that's going to cost them money, because the truth is, businesses cannot thrive and survive if there's not cash flow and transactions happening. Tell me any business out there in the world that survives on not having money coming in. And so if your business is free, it's not a business, it's a friggin' hobby. So stop telling people my business is free, because you're only going to attract people who are looking for free handouts. And so if there's a low startup cost, what I've realized is that most people who think, oh, well, it's only $100 a startup or $200 or $500, they will treat their business like it's a hobby. Like, it's not a lot to lose out on. There's no risk. Only $500 and not that much. $10,000, $20,000, $100,000. When you pay those higher ticket prices, you're going to pay attention, which is a quote. Those who pay, pay attention. And so if you are paying a higher ticket, you're going to take your business more seriously. So tell your reps, look, I know it was only $100, $200 to start up, but I need you to treat this like you just invested $100K, $200K to start your business. Those people will take their businesses more seriously and they'll pay attention. So make sure you definitely say that, because I know with a low risk to start up, people are going to treat that as like, eh, no big deal. It's just $100 down, no worries. Now, number three, and this is kind of playing off of what I just said, but number three is having that lotto ticket mindset. Like, you gotta, like, this business is not like I sign up and then I just find three, teach them to find three, and teach them to find three. That's not how this business works. And maybe you've heard that before, that cliche of just teach them to find three and teach them to find three, and before you know it, your residual income will blow up. That is in a perfect world. That does not happen in network marketing. I don't think I've ever met one person who had that all work out for them where it's just three and three and three, because it doesn't work that way. And the lotto ticket mindset is like, oh, I'll just sign up and give this a year and then I'll be rich. That's not true. There's a lot of things and skills that you need to learn along the way. You need to develop on the way. You got to learn sales. You got to learn how to overcome objections. You got to learn how to create a brand. You got to learn how to expand your market and get in front of more people. You got to learn how to talk to people, and you got to learn how to communicate to your downline and all this stuff. There's a lot of skill that you need to develop on the way. And so this lotto ticket mindset of, oh, I'm just going to sign up and be fucking, you know, P. Diddy in the next year is false. And here's the truth. When people sign up for network marketing, they do have that lotto ticket mindset where I'm just going to give it a couple days, months, and that's it, and then I'll be good. Network marketing is not a life raft for losers. It's a speedboat for winners. Those who are going to show up to the table and going to put in the work, and they have the long-term vision, those are the people who are going to win. Those are the one percenters inside network marketing that are successful. But then there's the 99% who have the false expectations. They have that low-risk startup mindset and the low lotto ticket mindset as well, that this is my ticket to freedom. It is if you put in the friggin' work. Right. And so there's a lot of things that you have to be willing to develop. You have to be willing to show up every single day. Oh, here's an interesting fact. I remember when I got on this Zoom call with one of the top learners, earners and leaders inside this business. I was so geeked out and asking him, like, what is the number one key? Like, I was right. I was like, Jimmy, what is the secret to success, man? And this is what he said. He said, dude, I showed up for 8 fucking years. That's the key right there. So boom, this is not a lotto ticket mindset. You have to be ready to invest your time, your energy, and even your money to be successful in your business. And not a lot of people have that mindset. And so here are the three things again: false expectations, low risk of startup, and the lotto ticket mindset. And so be that person who's going to show up to be the winner, that you're committed to your goals, that you're committed to your family, you're committed to whatever it is that you're committed to, and show up. And you'll find that when you show up as a winner, you will also recruit other winners, other people who are looking to win as well, as long as you don't give them those false expectations and all that cool stuff we just talked about. All right, I will see you in the next episode. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing, and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!